Mechanism of bank guarantee. Basic mechanism involves three parties. One, applicant, issuing bank, and beneficiary. Applicant means who applies or on whose behalf the bank issues the guarantee. Issuing bank means the bank who actually issues the guarantee at the request of applicant. And third one is the beneficiary in whose favor the guarantee is issued. The principles are automatic principle, autonomy principle. The bank obligation to pay is separate from performance of the underlying contract. And documentary nature, the bank evaluates the invocation based on the documents and not actual performance. Okay, bank need not go for the actual performance. They will say there is a demand and there is a provision of making the payment. Once the demand is issued, bank will pay the demand made by the beneficiary. Then life cycle, so life cycle of the bank guarantee. Life cycle of the bank guarantee consists of several well-defined stages. One, pre-issuance stage. Pre-issuance stage, what happens? Applicant identifies the need for bank guarantee based on the contractual obligations. It could be performance, advance payment, or bid bond guarantee. Then application to the bank. The applicant submits the formal request to the bank. Credit assessment is done by the bank. Margin money, if at all, and collateral may be required based on the risk profile. Then issuance stage. One is a pre-issuance stage, now it is issuance stage. In issuance stage, draft and reply and approval. Guarantee text is either provided by the beneficiary or drafted as per the international norms, that is URD 758 or ISP 98. Legal and compliance checks are done. Issuance and delivery. Guarantee is issued in signed physical form or transmitted via SWIFT and copy of which is retained by the bank by on the bank records. Active stage. Active stage is a monitoring. The bank tracks the guarantee validity and exposure. Applicant is expected to fulfill the underlying obligation during this time. And amendment, validity extension, amount modification, or beneficiary change with the mutual consent of all the parties is permitted. Then closure and invocation stage. If obligations are fulfilled, and the beneficiary returns the original bank guarantee to the bank who has issued it for cancellation. That is one aspect. And second one, alternately, it expires naturally on the maturity date and no claim is made under it. Then it can be closed. Then invocation. If the applicant defaults, the beneficiary may invoke the bank guarantee by submitting a written demand and required documents. Bank verifies that invocation is within validity period. Conditions for invocations are met with. And upon successful verification, bank makes the payment to the beneficiary and recovers the amount from the applicant. Post-invocation also, there will be handling. The bank records the payment and initiate the recovery action from the applicant, if not already secured. Then legal remedy may also be pursued in case of dispute with the applicant. So flowchart diagram for this life cycle of the bank guarantee is need for the bank guarantee, application and the documentation, credit evaluation, issuance of the guarantee, monitoring it, fulfillment of the expiry or invocation, closure or payment and recovery from the applicant. This is the life cycle of the bank guarantee. Now, life cycle duration is, if first stage application to the issuer 2 to 5 business days is required after application is submitted for issuance of the guarantee, and guarantee is issued. Then validity period. Validity period of the guarantee will be up to 12 months to 36 months and it can be vary also depending on the underlying transaction. Then invocation. On or before expiry date, invocation must happen. And a closure, It is immediate upon return on post expiry. Now the risk management and the safeguards for the bank. While bank guarantees are contingent liabilities, they may be an actual liability upon its invocation, right? Hence, it is vital for the banks to implement a robust risk management system framework to safeguard their interest. So, type of risk involved in the BG consists of, one is a credit risk, where risk of default by the applicant in reimbursing the bank if the BG is invoked, that is a credit risk. Number two, operational risk. There is a commitment of error or lapses in issuance and documentation or monitoring of the bank guarantee, that is called operational risk. Then legal risk consists of legal compliance due to ambiguous or poorly worded guarantee clause. Compliance risk is nothing but it is covers the risk of violating the RBI or FEMA or international regulation. Fraud risk is covering risk of collusion between the applicant and beneficiary or use of forged document. And reputational risk is adverse impact on the bank's image due to the dispute or wrongful payment. Okay. Now, risk mitigation measures to safeguard the interest of both the parties. Number one is a due diligence and credit appraisal. Due diligence is nothing but it is KYC AML compliance. Then financial assessment on the applicant's financial position and repayment capacity. And past track record of the applicant is also need to evaluate its history of default or delayed payment. Second one is a collateral and margin requirement. There will be cash margin or collateral security or charge registration, as the case may be, depending upon the situation or offering by the client. Cash margin normally collect upfront margin, typically 10% to 100% based on the risk profile of the guarantee and the customer. Then, collateral security is accepted fixed deposit, property or any other liquid assets. And third one is, under charge registration, bank creates its charge on the assets of the applicant. Now, legal documentation safeguards, standardization format, legal weighting, then irrevocability clause. This should be mentioned in the legal and documentation to maintain the legal and documentation safeguard. You get three things. Standardize, use the standardized form, weight the guarantee text from legal experts, and irrevocability clause. All bank guarantees should be irrevocable unless otherwise it is specified. Okay. Then internal control and monitoring. What should do? There should be a centralized processing for follow and monitoring. Periodic review also for outstanding guarantees, claim received, claim honored. This should be monitored. And automatic alerts, that is, implement IT system for reminders or renewal of the guarantee or invocation or closure. This automatic should be available. Then insurance and the risk sharing. Credit risk insurance. Avail the credit risk cover from the agency like ECGC or other insurer agencies. Co-guarantees or counter-guarantees. Risk sharing with other financial institutions. Then regulatory compliance consists of FEMA and RBI guidelines, as well as FEMA restriction also need to be ensured that the guarantee issued for permissible transaction only, and AML and CFT checks, that is required to be seen as far as the compliance with anti-terrorism and anti-money laundering framework. Invocation risk. This risk and the dispute management, predefined invocation clauses, time-bound payment, and the legal recourse is very much required under the invocation risk. Role of internal audit and compliance team consists of periodic audit to ensure that the adequate documentation are in place, validity in tracking and proper record keeping is there. Rectify the deviation in margin collection, renewal procedure and invocation process. Then risk weightage is required to be given. Risk weighted assets and treatment as per the RBI or Basel III accord. Bank guarantees are treated as an off-balance sheet item, but it contributes to the credit risk weightage of the assets. Risk weight is varying based on type of guarantee, collateral backing, and counterparty rating. The provisions may be accordingly made under the guarantee and not reimbursed promptly. Accounting and reporting. There is an accounting and reporting mechanism, standard accounting and reporting mechanism. Bank guarantees are classified as a contingent liability, as I am saying, from time to time, like letter of credit. This means that the liability arises only when the guarantee is invoked by the beneficiary, right? Until such invocation, the bank is not required to treat the bank guarantee amount as an actual liability in the balance sheet, but it must disclose it in notes to the account as per the off-balance sheet item. Now, accounting treatment for the issuing bank guarantee is at the different stages, different accounting happens, right? So, issuance of the bank guarantee, there will be no entry in main balance sheet. It is treated as a contingent liability and shown in the off-balance sheet schedule, right? Then margin collected. Margin collected is nothing but it is booked as a liability under the sundry creditors or a deposit account. And the commission charges received is recognized as an income under a fee-based income for the bank. Invocation of the bank guarantee is a liability that becomes a real. That is, bank debits the applicant's account and makes the payment to the beneficiary. That is a constituent's liability, right? When it invokes. And if applicant defaults, it is treated as a funded exposure, that is loan, and provisioning as per the RBI prudential norms is applicable. So journal entries, they are illustrated by giving certain examples that you can very well go through it. I need not spend my time. We have already discussed about this. And then accounting by applicant. The applicant does not book any liability at the time of guarantee issuance. Bank guarantee fees are expenses when it is paid. And if the guarantee is invoked and the bank debits the account, the amount is recognized as an actual liability and accounted accordingly. Now, disclosure requirement under the Indian accounting system or GAAP or INDAS. INDAS 37, it is a provision contingent liability and contingent assets mandates. This is under INDAS 37 system. It is disclosing the nature, amount and timing of the contingent liability. RBI's master circular on prudential norm requires all guarantees to be reported as an off-balance sheet exposure and classified into financial performance and deferred payment guarantees. Reporting. For banks, what are the type of reporting? The report bank guarantee under CRILS, that is Central Repository Information Large credits if exposure is equivalent to or more than 5 crores. This includes the item in Form A, Form XOS, and under the foreign exchange guarantee. It maintains the record from the FEMA compliance where cross-border guarantees are involved. Capital adequacy as per the Basel III norms consists of the conversion factor. Credit conversion factor, that is CCF, of 100% or 50% depending upon the type of guarantee. The contribute to the risk is a risk weighted assets, and hence affect the capital to risk weighted asset average ratio, that is CRAR calculation. Statutory audit and internal control consist of the proper classification of disclosure of the guarantee, adequate provisioning in case of default, proper maintenance of the guarantee register, and internal control system consists of dual authorization, monitoring of expiry and renewal, and ledger reconciliation. FEMA and international reporting consist of the guarantee, which involves the foreign parties. They have to adhere to the FEMA guidelines as per the FEMA 8 2000 and RBI circulars. This must be reported via EDPMS, Export Data Processing Management System, or IDPMS, Import Data Process Management System, or for the cross-border guarantees. Advantages of using the bank guarantee. Bank guarantees are widely used in international and domestic trade. The transactions to enhance the trust between the trading parties. This is one of the benefits. Another benefit that the bank guarantee act as a risk mitigation tool, and that ensures the financial security and performance assurance. Some of the key advantages of the issuance of the bank guarantee are: bank guarantee enhances the creditworthiness of applicant. It assures the beneficiary that reliable third party, that is bank, will fulfill the obligation in case of default, thereby boosting the trust in Indian relationship. Then facilitates the trade without immediate cash outflow. Then there will be a risk mitigation for the beneficiary. This risk mitigation is nothing but the beneficiary, usually the seller or exporter, is protected against the financial loss due to non-performance or non-payment or default by applicant. In the event of non-fulfillment, the bank steps in to make the payment under the guarantee. It supports the compliance with the contractual and regulatory obligation. Many tenders, export-import contracts, and the government transactions mandates the use of bank guarantee. For example, bid bond performance or advance payment guarantee. They ensure the regulatory and contractual compliances as per RBI and FEMA as well as ICC norms. It also enhances the competitive edge in global market. For having bank guarantee in place, which enables the exporters and importers to compete in the global tenders and trade deals, especially where the counterparties demand secure the trade instrument. It enhances the reputation and bargaining power. Bank guarantee also helps small and medium enterprises, that is SMEs, which enables them to access the trade opportunities without the need of heavy upfront capital or credit lines. The credit guarantee scheme like CGTMEC, CGTMSE, and ECGC often support the SME-related bank guarantees, enhancing the financial inclusion in the trade finance. Guarantees are flexible, guarantee and its flexible use for uses for multiple trade scenario. Like bank guarantees are versatile instrument and can be used in scenario like advance payment security, performance guarantee, customs bond, deferred payment guarantee, financial guarantee, etc. It reduces the need for costlier alternatives. Need for costlier alternative. That means these are cost effective. Alternative to the letter of credit in many situations. In addition, they are simpler in documentation and often less expensive in issuance, depending on the risk profile and the margin. Compliance international standard. Bank guarantees are, I said, the governed by ICC uniform rules for demand guarantees, that is URDG 758 or UCP 600 in some cases. These provide the standardized global norms ensuring the acceptability across the jurisdiction and legal system. Now, better risk assessment, better risk weighted treatment for banks. From the banker's perspective, the guarantees, especially the performance related ones, have lower capital adequacy requirement. Okay. And under Basel III norms, due to the lower credit conversion factors, making them efficient instrument for supporting the client. Now, limitations and the challenges. While bank guarantee offer the substantial benefit in securing the trade transactions, they also come with certain limitations also. And also there are certain operational challenges, which consist of, one, is a contingent nature of liability. Bank guarantee is a contingent liability, as I said earlier also, meaning the bank obligation arises only upon default or claim. This conditionality may delay the payment to the beneficiary, especially in the disputed or ambiguous claim, causing possible legal complications. Number two, documentation and interpretation risk. Inadequate or improper drafting of the guarantee text can result in confusion of denial of the claim. If there is any doubt in the text, it is not properly drafted then. Then legal language or technical conditions and jurisdiction nonsense are create interpretational conflict, especially in the international transactions. Right? That is why this is this risk. Then risk of unfair encashment. Bank guarantees, especially unconditional guarantees, can be invoked without the proof of default, which is leading to the wrongful or malicious claim, wrong claim. Though court may intervene in such a cases, it possesses a legal and financial risk to the applicant. Now, regulatory compliance burden. Banks and the business must comply with multiple regulation of RBI, FEMA, ICC, URDG 758, anti-money laundering, etc. This can increase the compliance complexity, especially for the cross-border guarantees. Next is requirement of the collateral or margin money. Issuing bank often requires the collateral security margin deposits, or they wanted to mark the lien on the assets of the applicant, which can strain the liquidity of the applicant. For small firms, this can be a significant barrier to access the credit. Then comes to the credit exposure and limits. Bank guarantee issuance depending upon the bank's internal credit appraisal, available limit, and the applicant's financial strength. Therefore, the business with the poor credit rating or insufficient track record may face the difficulty in availing the guarantees. This is there. Another will be the limited usage of some jurisdiction. In some countries, in some jurisdiction, a specific trade arrangement, bank guarantee may not be legally recognized or preferred over other instruments such as standby LCs. This limits their universality in global trade. Now, time-consuming claim process. Despite being irrevocable, the claim settlement under the bank guarantee may take time due to bank scrutiny, documentation check, and judicial intervention. This can be delayed compensation in urgent trade default. Now, fraud and forgery risk. This is another aspect. In case of forged guarantee or fake bank seals or collusion between the dishonest client and the beneficiary, they have been reported. Even genuine bank have been misrepresented in a fraudulent guarantee, which is eroding the trust of that particular bank. Then coming down to understand legal and jurisdictional dispute. In cross-border guarantees, conflict of the law such as governing the jurisdiction, enforcement of the foreign judgment, or sovereign immunity can complicate the enforcement under the delay or legal remedies. Now, the digitalization of the bank guarantee. Like all other instruments in trade finance, bank guarantees also there will be a rapid digitalization form in the financial services sector that has profoundly impacted trade finance instrument like bank guarantee also. The technological innovations are revolutionizing and how guarantees are issued, authenticated, stored and enforced, improving efficient reducing the fraud and aligning with the evolved regulatory framework will definitely help in avoiding the fraudulent like situation. So digitalization, the first step is electronic bank guarantee. In India, leading banks in collaboration with the fintech platform and under the RBI guidelines have started issuing the eBGs or e-bank guarantees, digitally signed and electronically delivered guarantees. The key features of the e-guarantees is they are fully paperless process from issuance to the delivery. E-stamping and the digital signatures eliminate the need of the physical documentation. Instant delivery to the beneficiary via secure portal like NESL or SFMS, and reduced turnaround time, that is TAT, from days to hours. Real-time tracking and authentication by beneficiary. Benefit of eBGs is nothing but it eliminates the risk of loss, theft, forgery, and physical BG. Second benefit is it complies with the Indian Information Technology Act 2000 and RBI guidelines. And the third benefit is it reduces the administrative overhead and it improves the transparency. The structured messaging system, that is SFMS nowadays, it is working in collaboration or as in parallel to the SWIFT messaging integration. Bank uses the structured financial messaging system, SFMS, domestically and SWIFT for international BG related communication. So SFMS ensures the secure standardized encrypted electronic messaging between Indian banks and guarantees is issued through this SFMS. The SWIFT enables secured international messaging for guarantees issued under URDG 758. RBI has mandated the use of SFMS for electronic BGs via the NESL platform. Now, blockchain-based bank guarantees. Blockchain-based. Globally, the blockchain is being adopted to issue and manage the bank guarantees using the distributed ledger technology. Distributed ledger technology, it is DLT. The advantage of the blockchain-based bank guarantee is it is a tamper-proof and the real-time validation across all parties. Then it reduces the reliance on the paper courier or manual reconciliation. And third one is the smart contract automate expiry, claim and settlement triggers. It also enables the interoperability across the jurisdiction and the banks. For example, in 2022, the International Financial Services Center Authority, IFSCA, and the Indian Bank began exploring the blockchain-based trade finance, including the guarantees. Now, eBG platforms in India. Which are eBG platforms in India? One is National E-Governance Services Limited, NESL, National E-Governance Services Limited. This is a digital document execution platform, which is used by major public sector units and private banks, and to issue e-BGs with the e-signature, e-stamping and secure document stages. Next one will Receivable Exchange of India Limited, RXIL, Receivable Exchange of India Limited. This platform facilitates digital financing, including the BG link to the supply chain transactions. Third platform is Surety Bond, digital alternative. The Indian government is also promoting Surety Bond, which is issued digitally by insurance companies as a substitute to the bank guarantees in select infrastructure contract. So these are some of the EBG platforms in India. Now, regulatory support and digitalization initiative. Regulatory support, RBI master direction, as I said, master directions on guarantees and co-acceptance supports the digital modes of guarantee. FEMA and IT Act provides the legal basis for e-signatures and e-documents. And Ministry of Finance in 2022 directed all the government departments to accept e-BGs promoting digital transformation. Considering the challenges in digital adoption, there will be various challenges that exist, which can be legal enforceability and acceptance across all jurisdiction. That is one of the issue. Then integration issue between the banks and the beneficiaries, especially small and medium entrepreneurs, that is SMEs, and need for standardization across the platform and the global cooperation. Recent development in bank guarantee which are driven by the regulatory reform, technological innovation, and the global trend in the risk management. Some of the updates which consist of rollout of electronic bank guarantee, that is EBGs, which is fully digital issuance and storage of the BG, integration with SFMS and e-stamping authorities. So this is one of the best initiative of rolling out of the electronic bank guarantee. Then reduction in processing time from 3 to 5 days to few hours. Then acceptance of EBG by government department after 2022, which is mandate by the Minister of Finance. As of 2024, most central public sector undertaking, CPSUs, and the state departments are now preferring or mandate an EBG for tenders and contracts. RBI's revised master direction on guarantee 2023, which is issued by Reserve Bank of India, consisting of the guarantees and the co-acceptance, updating the guidelines on invocation, provisioning, and credit limits. Also, it states about the treatment of the related party guarantee, then provision for digital guarantee and online verification. The master direction harmonizes norms for EBGs and aligns with India's transition towards the paperless trade ecosystem. Blockchain pilot initiative in India, which is started by some of the Indian banks experimenting it with the blockchain, like ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, and other initiated pilots program to issue the bank guarantee via DLT platform. Okay. This reduces the fraud risk, increases the transparency, and supports the automation via smart contracts. So regulatory sandboxes by IFCEA, International Financial Service Center, supports this invocation. Now, surety bond as an alternative to the bank guarantee. In December 2022, IRDAI, that is Insurance and Regulatory Development Authority of India, allowed the insurers to issue a surety bond, which acts as an alternative to the bank guarantee especially in infrastructure project, which reduces the pressure on the bank's credit line. It is accepted by the government department as a bid security. LIC and New India Assurance have already launched the surety bond product in 2023-24. It is followed by increased use of BG in international trade amid the rising risk. Though there is more risk in handling international bank guarantees, due to the geopolitical tension like Russia-Ukraine war or global supply chain disruption, the importers and exporters are increasingly relying on standby letter of credit, that is SBLC, and the bank guarantee for added security in international transaction. Indian banks are using UCP 600, URDG 758, and ISP 98 guidelines to structure the cross-border guarantees. Risk mitigation has become a priority, and the bank enforcing the stricter beneficiary due diligence. Alignment with the global trade digitalization. India's bank guarantee digitalization drive is a part of the broader GIFT City fintech ecosystem and aligned with the global initiative like Unicitral Model Law on Electronic Transferable Record, that is MLETR, and ICC Digital Standard Initiative, DSI, and World Bank's Trade Facilitation Guidelines. Legal recognition of EBGs under IT Act. The amendment and the jurisdiction and the judicial clarification under the Information Technology Act 2000 have ensured that e-signed and e-stamped bank guarantees are legally valid and enforceable. So Indian courts have upheld the binding nature of digital BGs and reinforcing the market confidence. Integration with the trade portals. Integration with the trade portals and the customs. This linking of bank guarantee directly with the customs for faster cargo release, automated invocation or discharge of the performance guarantee in the government contract. India has developed the National Trade Facilitation Portal, integrating the customs, DGFT banks and logistics to handle these kind of issues. These developments collectively mark a turning point in the evolution of the bank guarantee in India. The move towards digitalization, regulatory streamlining, and the global integration will not only reduce the cost and the risk, but also empower the Indian trade participants to compete in a highly dynamic international market. So friends, here all about the bank guarantee. We conclude our discussion. Thank you very much.